You know how sometimes you feel like you're just, constantly running into the same wall?
Definitely.
So today, we thought we'd take a real laser focus on one specific idea from a book you've probably heard about, or maybe even flagged. Ethan R. S. Beck's Resilient.
Right.
Think of this as like your shortcut to really getting a key concept, something that could, genuinely change how you navigate those walls.
Exactly. And the full title, Resilient: Powerful Lessons for Turning Your Adversity into Extraordinary Success, kind of gives it away.
It does.
From what we see right in the beginning, Esbach isn't just theorizing in a vacuum. He's drawing straight from his own, entrepreneurial journey, so it feels very grounded.
Very practical, yeah. And the specific idea we're really diving deep into today is lesson four.
Lesson four.
Our aim is to unpack Esbach's view on this one piece of building resilience and hopefully give you some insights that just click for your own path.
Makes sense.
Okay, so lesson four. Identifying your obstacles. I mean, on the surface, that sounds pretty obvious, doesn't it? Like, yeah, we know what's tripping us up.
It might seem that way, yeah. But what's interesting, I think, is how Esbach frames it. It goes way beyond just a sort of casual awareness of your problem.
Okay.
He argues that the real core of this lesson is about truly understanding the barriers, the things
Yeah.
getting in the way of your resilience, and yeah, ultimately your success.
So not just saying, oh, money's tight.
Exactly. It's about digging deeper into the why. Why is it tight? What's really behind that?
Right, okay. So it's more involved than just making a list of complaints then. Why does he put so much weight on this identification part? What's the real payoff?
Well, for Esbach, identifying your obstacles clearly, and honestly, that's the absolute crucial first step.
The foundation.
Yes, because it lets you then develop a plan, a targeted, effective plan to actually overcome them. He really hammers home the need for self-awareness and, maybe even more critically, absolute honesty with yourself.
Yeah, that honesty part sounds key.
You can't really strategize against an enemy you won't even fully admit exists, right?
That makes a ton of sense. It's like trying to fix something when you don't even know it's broken.
Precisely.
Now, I remember Esbach breaks these obstacles down. Two main categories, is that right? External and internal.
That's correct. Yeah, he draws a really clear line between the two.
So what falls under external?
External obstacles are basically the challenges coming from outside you, outside your own thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
So think about things like maybe limited access to funding, or societal biases you might face, or even just, your geographical location being a hurdle for what you want to do.
Right, environmental stuff.
Yeah, the environmental factors, things that can make that path feel, well, steeper.
And those external things can feel so massive sometimes, can't they? Like you're pushing against this huge force.
Absolutely. They can feel immovable.
So what about the internal ones then? It feels like those might be maybe the trickier ones to spot sometimes.
I think you're right. Internal obstacles, in Esbach's view, are the barriers that, well, they spring from within us.
Our own minds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He talks about things like self-doubt, that nagging inner critic,
Oh, yeah.
or the fear of failure, which can just paralyze you, stop you from even starting, or even just a lack of consistent motivation. These are the psychological, the emotional roadblocks we often kind of inadvertently put in our own way.
You know, it's interesting you say that because sometimes something looks external, but maybe it has a really strong internal root, doesn't it?
How do you mean?
Like someone might say, oh, I can't start my business, there's no funding.
Right?
That seems external.
Lack of capital.
But maybe, just maybe, the deeper thing is actually a fear of putting themselves out there. Facing rejection from investors. That sounds pretty internal.
That's a really, really insightful point.
Yeah.
And it connects directly to why Esbach insists you've got to recognize both types.
Ah.
You need that comprehensive understanding. You need to acknowledge the external facts, sure, but also your internal responses, your beliefs about those facts, how you interact with them.
Right, because if you only focus on the external.
You're only fighting half the battle. You're missing a huge piece of the puzzle.
Okay, that makes sense. So, how does he suggest we actually do this? How do we, shine a light on both the obvious external hurdles and maybe those more hidden internal ones?
He recommends a couple of key methods. The first one is dedicated self-reflection, looking back at your past experiences.
Okay.
He really encourages you to examine those times you hit difficulties or had setbacks. What were the patterns? What kind of challenges kept cropping up again and again?
Looking for themes.
Exactly. And crucially, how did you react internally in those moments? Were there consistent patterns in your self-talk, your motivation levels?
Yeah.
He really pushes for using your own history as, like, valuable data.
Like being a detective in your own life. I like that. Patterns are powerful. What's the second method he talks about?
The second really important one Esbach emphasizes is actively seeking feedback.
From others.
From people you trust. Could be close friends, family who know you really well, maybe mentors.
Yeah.
People whose opinions you actually respect.
Right.
He makes the point that others often have a clearer, maybe more objective view of our challenges than we do ourselves.
Our blind spots.
Exactly. They might see patterns of, say, self-sabotage or external barriers that we've just gotten used to, or maybe we're a bit unwilling to fully face.
Yeah, that rings true. It can be tough to see our own stuff sometimes, can it? Hearing it from someone else, even if it's a little uncomfortable.
It can be incredibly eye-opening. And Esbach frames this feedback not as, like, criticism to make you feel bad.
But as a gift.
Precisely, as a valuable gift. He suggests being genuinely open to what people say. Recognizing their insights can offer these crucial puzzle pieces for understanding what's been holding you back, getting that 360-degree view.
Okay, so look inwards through reflection, look outwards through feedback. Makes sense. Once we get a clearer picture of these obstacles, what's Esbach's core message about how we should view them? Are they just things to, you know, dread and run away from?
Not at all. And this is where his perspective really shifts things, I think, from just spotting problems to seeing their potential.
Okay.
His key takeaway in lesson four is basically this. Obstacles shouldn't be seen as just roadblocks, things that stop you dead.
Right.
Instead, he reframes them as absolutely crucial opportunities. Opportunities for growth, for a profound transformation even.
Wow, okay.
Opportunities. He essentially sees them as the stepping stones that ultimately lead you towards that extraordinary success he talks about.
Stepping stones. That's a really powerful way to put it. How does he kind of flesh that out?
Well, Esbach argues that by truly getting a handle on the nature of our obstacles, whether they're financial, emotional, whatever, we're basically forced to learn from them.
We have to adapt.
Exactly. We have to develop new strategies, maybe innovative ones. And in doing that, we become stronger, more resourceful. The actual process of navigating and overcoming a challenge, that's what builds resilience.
So without the obstacles,
we might never be pushed to develop the very qualities we need to achieve something really significant.
So the struggle isn't just something to get through. It's actually the forge where resilience gets built.
That's a great way to put it, the forge.
And it ties back perfectly to what you said earlier about needing that clarity to make a plan. You can't build a good strategy if you don't really understand what you're strategizing against.
Precisely. Identifying the obstacle is step one. It's the foundation for that whole process. It lets you move from feeling maybe overwhelmed or reactive
to being proactive.
Yes, to being proactive and empowered in tackling whatever challenges you're facing.
And for you, the listener, thinking about why you tune in to deep dives like this, you know, that hunt for knowledge, for those aha moments, this lesson really underscores the power of self-awareness, doesn't it? The more honestly, the more clearly you can identify your own obstacles, both inside and out, the better equipped you'll be to navigate them and, well, ultimately, to thrive.
Exactly. It's about turning that feeling of being stuck or frustrated into something more like empowerment, just by gaining a deeper understanding of the specific things you're actually up against.
Okay, so let's try and wrap up our deep dive into lesson four of Ethan Esbach's Resilient. The really critical takeaway seems to be the absolute importance of actively and, honestly, pinpointing the obstacles in your path.
Whether they come from the outside world or from inside your own head.
Right. And Esbach gives us tools for that. That dedicated self-reflection on our past and deliberately seeking out feedback from people we trust.
And the core message to really hold on to is that these obstacles, they aren't the end. They're not just problems.
They're opportunities.
Invaluable opportunities. For learning, for growth, and ultimately, they're the building blocks for constructing that extraordinary success.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. As you go about your day, perhaps take just a deliberate moment. Think about one significant obstacle you feel you're currently navigating. And using Esbach's framework, just try to identify it. Is it mostly external? Mostly internal, or like we discussed, probably a mix of both.
Yeah, often a mix.
Just understanding the fundamental nature of that obstacle, like the author lays out, that feels like a really powerful first step in building your own resilience.
Absolutely. And remember, this is just one lesson, one piece of that bigger conversation about resilience that Esbach gets into in the book. There's likely a lot more there to explore.
For sure. Building resilience is definitely an ongoing journey, isn't it? We hope this focused look has given you some valuable perspective to take with you. Thanks for exploring this with us today.